Well, checking sports, we'll start with high school sports first. In high school cross-country action last night at the Shenandoah Essex Invitational in Shenandoah. On the girls' side, it was Tiffany Williams of Atlantic winning the title. Williams ran first last night for Atlantic, ahead of Kai Madsen of Lewis Central, who was second. Aubrey McIntyre of Glenwood placed third. Also, Carson Rush of Atlantic, a top 10 finish. She was eighth last night. Anna Young ran ninth for Griswold last night as well. In the team championship, it was Shenandoah Essex with 57 points the winners, Glenwood with 59 points the runner-up, Atlantic placing third with 75 points. On the boys' side, Brendan O'Brien of Lewis Central was the individual champion. Among those from the area who were in the top 10, Tim Brink of Riverside ran fourth. Trainers Jerry Jorgensen was fifth. Ryan Hawkins of Atlantic was seventh. Otis Macheka of Riverside ran eighth. And Phoenix Shadden of Atlantic had a 10th place finish. Thomas Jefferson won the team title with 40 points. Lewis Central had 101 for second. Shenandoah third with 116 as they edge out Atlantic, who also had 116 for fourth place. And Riverside with 142 placing fifth in that meet last night. Also at the West Central Valley Wildcat cross-country meet over in Menlo, on the girls' side in the race, it was Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley, the individual champion. Brianna Hoffman of Panorama second. Peyton Sporer of IKM Manning placed third in that meet. Also Guthrie Center's Emma Swanson placing fifth. And Lauren Embleton of Guthrie Center also had an eighth place finish last night for her team. Panorama won the team title on the girls' side. On the boys' side, Andrew Stumbo of Ogden was the individual champ. Then Nottoway Valley had the next three. Shane Braheny, Brayton Funk, and Nathan Vantiger were 2, 3, and 4 for the Wildcats last night. Bryson Wallace also placed seventh last night for Nottoway Valley. And two more runners in the top 10, Skylar Rawlings and Heath Downing, were 9th and 10th last night as Nottoway Valley ran away with that meet, literally winning the title with 25 points. Panorama, the runner-up, with an 88-point total in that meet last night. In high school volleyball play last night, in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Kemper Catholic downing Atlantic in three straight. St. Albert beat Shenandoah three in a row. Glenwood over Clarinda three straight. Red Oak took four from Denison. In the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer beat Logan Magnolia three in a row. Tri-Center, 3-2 over Underwood. Missouri Valley, a 3-2 winner over Audubon. IKM Manning defeats AHSTW three in a row. Griswold took three straight from Riverside. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Adair Casey over West Harrison 3-0. Coon Rapids Bayard over Charter Oak Ute 3-2. Glidden Ralston topping Arweva 3-1. And Boyer Valley swept three from Woodbine. In the Corner Conference, Sydney over Nishnabotna 3-0. Stanton beat East Mills 3-1. Clarinda Academy over South Page 3-0. Also, it was Fremont Mills over Thomas Jefferson 2-1. Fremont Mills a 3-game sweep over Heartland Christian. Fremont Mills beat Lord Central Catholic 2-0. Thomas Jefferson over Heartland Christian 2-0. And Lord Central Catholic over Heartland Christian 2-0. Also from the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley a 3-game sweep over Pleasantville, and Lennox beat Central Decatur 3-1 last night. Well, the weekly girls high school athletic union volleyball rankings are out. They came out late yesterday afternoon. Class 1A, Janesville is number one again this week. Sydney stays put at number 5 in this week's poll, with Audubon at number 13 as they debut in the small school poll. In Class 2A, Western Christian is top rated again this week, with Tri-Center at number 10 and St. Albert checking in at number 14. In Class 3A, West Liberty is top rated, with Kemper Catholic the second ranked team this week. In Class 4A, West Delaware number 1, Harlan in at number 3, Lewis Central is ranked 4th, and Carroll is in at number 14 this week. Bettendorf is top rated in the Class 5A Big School poll this week. Well, plenty of high school football tonight, and the Atlantic Trojan football team, after suffering a big loss in Week 5 to a tough Harlan squad, they lost a couple more players to injury in that game. The road doesn't get any easier tonight as the Trojans travel to 5th-ranked Dallas Center Grimes. The Mustangs sport a 4-1 record, their only loss coming in Week 2 to top-ranked Pella. The Mustang offense, led by senior quarterback Austin Claver, who's thrown for 771 yards and 9 touchdowns on the season, and also rolled up 331 yards rushing and a couple of more scores. Dallas Center Grimes head coach Scott Heitland says that Claver is the best athlete on the team, and he's a big part of their offense.
A lot of things we do on offense start with Austin. You know, he's one of the better athletes on our team, and you know that's why he's at that position. You know, he's a good quarterback to begin with, but you know the fact that he is one of our best playmakers and he's touching the ball on every play does give us a chance to do some things that can put some stress on teams in a defense. And so, you know, he's got a tremendous competitive streak within him, which makes it even that much more fun to coach him sometimes, but he's got some good kids around him too.
Atlantic head coach Eric Waldstein says his team knows that they need to slow down Claver in order to have a chance to compete.
Yeah, I mean, Claver, he's a heck of an athlete. He runs around really well. He's got a pretty decent arm. Sometimes he makes some bad decisions throwing the ball once in a while, but, nothing that really kills him. He's their best athlete, on their offensive side. And, we got to keep him contained or he can really hurt us.
Waldstein says on the other side of the ball, he's preparing his team for a multitude of defensive looks from the Mustangs.
They run a hodgepodge of defenses. I mean, we'll see a 3-man front. We'll see a 4-man front. They get in a 5-man front sometimes. It really kind of depends, down and distance, and that makes it a little bit more difficult when it comes to play calling.
Now you can hear more from Coach Waldstein this afternoon here on KJAN's Trojan Preview at 4:45. That's Chris's weekly visit with the head coach. We'll also have coverage of that game live for you tonight here on KJAN as Chris Parks and Seth Christensen will bring you all the action. Pre-game is at 6:30. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. Our football night starts with our weekly high school pick'em show. Who's going to win? That's at 6 o'clock tonight. You can listen in on AM 1220, FM 101.1 on the web or on the KJAN mobile app. And we'll also offer live streaming video. You can watch that on the KJAN TV page. Also in Class 3A District 8 action tonight, Harlan will be at home against Winterset, Creston visits ADM, and Denison's on the road at Glenwood. In 2A District 8 tonight, Shenandoah hosting East Sac County, Clarinda travels to West Central Valley, Red Oak is at Trainer, Kemper Catholic hosting Southeast Valley. Class 1A District 1 play tonight has AHSTW at home in Avoca against Missouri Valley. IKM Manning hosts Otobolt Arthur BCIG, Underwood is at West Monona. In Class A football tonight in District 1, Logan Magnolia is at Tri-Center. Audubon visits Riverside. Maple Valley hosting Westwood and Griswold at home against St. Albert. In Class A District 8 tonight, Bedford will host Mount Air. Nottoway Valley is home to Clarinda Academy. Checking 8-man football action tonight in District 1, Exira EHK will host Woodbine. Arweva home to Newell Fonda. Boyer Valley goes to River Valley. West Harrison at Kingsley Pearson. In District 7, Adair Casey is at Glidden Ralston. Coon Rapids Bayard hosting Murray tonight. Guthrie Center at home to Ankeny Christian. East Union will host Northeast Hamilton. And in District 8 tonight, Cam is at home to Nishnabotna. Lennox will host East Mills. Sydney is at Essex. And Stanton on the road at Fremont Mills tonight. Well, Wisconsin's been known as a program that likes to run the football, but is a tough Badger defense the Hawkeyes will need to solve in their Big Ten opener. After opening with a loss to Alabama, the Badgers have given up a total of 3 points in their last three games, all of them lopsided wins.
They're a really good defense. They're fundamentally sound. They don't make many mistakes, offensively and defensively. That's just their team. And, we got a great respect for them. And, in order for us to win the game, we just have to come out and play our best football.
That's Iowa quarterback C.J. Beathard, who says they have tried to set a good tempo in practice this week.
In order for us to play our best football, we have to come out there and just get better and just focus on us and execute the way we know we can execute. I think we got a good game plan going into it, and we just have to execute the fundamentals and execute them. We know it's going to be a grind. It's going to be a long game. We're not going to score every drive, but we just have to continue to push and continue keep working.
Well, the Hawkeyes won their first road game at Iowa State, and Beathard says he enjoys playing in a hostile environment.
They're kind of fun going in there. Everyone's against you, but us against everybody else, but it's loud at times. It's gonna be loud in there. I know it is, and we know that, but we just have to go out there and play our best ball.
We'll have that game for you Saturday here on the radio, 9 o'clock, pregame 11:05. Kickoff from Camp Randall Stadium. The Iowa State-Kansas game on Saturday is by far the least exciting matchup in the Big 12 this week, but don't try telling that to coaches Paul Rhodes and David Beatty. Rhodes has never won a league opener in 6 tries with the Cyclones. If he can't break that streak against the Jayhawks, he might not get another chance to do so. Beatty is already 0-3 at Kansas. On paper, the Cyclones represent his best chance to avoid finishing 0-12 as a rookie head coach. That's also an early kickoff on Saturday. Well, the Baltimore Ravens, down 13 points in the second half and facing the prospect of an 0-4 start, rallied with a 23-20 overtime win over the Pittsburgh Steelers last night. Justin Tucker, who forced overtime with a 42-yard field goal with 3 seconds left in regulation, won it with a 52-yarder with 5:08 left in the overtime. In baseball, Johnny Gomes drove in 3, and the banged-up Kansas City Royals moved into a tie with Toronto for the AL's best record with a 6-4 victory over the Chicago White Sox last night. After a two-year absence, the Yankees are back in baseball's postseason. Carlos Beltran and rookies Greg Bird and Rob Reifsnyder all homered for the Yanks in the franchise's 10,000th regular season win, a 4-1 triumph over arch-rival Boston. The Yankees open the playoffs with a winner-take-all game Tuesday, most likely against either Houston or the LA Angels. The Yanks have made the playoffs in five of manager Joe Girardi's eight seasons at the helm. The Texas Rangers are also assured of being in the postseason for the first time since 2012. The Rangers, who have a 2.5-game lead over Houston in the AL West race, clinched at least a wild card berth with a 5-3 win over the LA Angels. Also yesterday, the Cubs, a 5-3 winner over Cincinnati. Minnesota doubled up Cleveland 4-2 to keep their slim hopes alive for the playoffs. And Iowa wrestling coach Tom Brands has signed a 3-year contract extension that'll get him through the 2019-20 season. Brands, who won gold at the 96 Olympic Games, has been at Iowa for 9 seasons, winning 4 Big Ten titles and 3 NCAA championships. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.